6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. A North Texas teacher suspended last fall for talking about her wife to students will be back in the classroom next week, just not the one she was teaching in a year ago. Stacy Bailey, an art teacher in the Mansfield Independent School District, will start next week at Lake Ridge High School. She'd been on paid leave from Charlotte Anderson Elementary School since last fall after a parent complained she was talking about her sexual orientation to students. The district told the Dallas Morning News it had investigated Bailey, but did not give any details. Bailey filed a federal lawsuit in May, accusing the district of violating her rights. Some Democrats running for statewide office across Texas are gaining national attention and even out-fundraising their opponents. But a few Republican incumbents may be hard to upset. Brandon Roddinghouse is a political science professor at the University of Houston. He talked with Joy Diaz of the Texas Standard about a few key November matchups. One of them is in North Texas. Congressman Pete Sessions is being challenged by Democrat Colin Allred.
Allred is a former NFL player. He is a civil rights attorney. Pete Sessions is, of course, a fairly powerful member of Congress. They've both raised a lot of money. Allred has outraised him, so we could see some fireworks there, especially on the ad war. But it's an interesting race because it matches up kind of the new face of the Democratic Party. It's younger, it's more racially and ethnically diverse versus the Republican Party, which is seen to be a party of kind of older white people. And that, I think, will play out, especially on the ground, because that's a district that's changing much more rapidly than other district.
So tell me, what other races are you watching this midterm season? Perhaps the attorney generals?
Yeah, that's a big one. The challenge for Democrats is that collectively, all of the statewide officials have got something like $80 million on hand, and it's going to be difficult to get out from under the sort of scope of the Republicans' advantage. But there are a couple that might do so, and I think in a clever way. The attorney general's race, I think, will be really interesting.
Okay.
Justin Nelson, he's an attorney in Austin, and he has taken on who I think is probably charitably considered the most vulnerable statewide Republican in Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton is under indictment for some securities fraud issue. And so Nelson's objective here, which he might be able to accomplish given that he's raised a fair amount of money and polls show that things are fairly close in that race, is that Paxton does have these issues and that if people can recognize them, then it might be that this is a closer race than people assume.
What about Agriculture Commissioner? I understand Kim Olson, a Democrat, is running against Republican incumbent Sid Miller, right?
You've got two really big personalities. You have the always combustible Sid Miller, who's the incumbent agriculture commissioner, and Kim Olson, who is his challenger, is a lifelong Air Force veteran. She was a colonel, and this is a winnable match on paper for Democrats. The
really?
No-nonsense colonel versus the kind of gaffe-prone cowboy. The problem is that it's hard to get out from under the sort of natural Republican advantage. She outraised him, and that shows that he's vulnerable. He has ethical problems in his background, and he's also tied as a tick with Trump, which might isolate some key constituencies like women or college-educated voters. But her path to victory is not so clear.
That was political scientist Brandon Roddinghouse talking with the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz. It takes thousands of years for a plant to evolve. Scientists are looking to speed up that process by using gene editing technology to change the way we grow food. Today on Think, science writer Stephen Hall told Chris Boyd how researchers are trying to re-engineer the tomato.
There's a tomato that grows in the Galapagos that seems to be particularly adept at growing during drought conditions and in what's considered a high saline or salty environment. And then the thought is, all right, we will introduce a couple of mutations that will make the plant less wild and weedy, make it a little bit bushier, improve the size of the fruit. And one of the other things you can do is you can, by knocking out a gene, you can actually increase the content of a chemical called lycopene. It's a pretty well-known antioxidant. If you knock out a gene, you can give it a little bit more lycopene so that it would be arguably more nutritious. And again, still have maintained those qualities like being able to resist drought. Those things could be very important in a world where we are facing this climate uncertainty and climate extremes.
The episode re-airs tonight at 9. The Dallas Indian Arts Collective will open the city's newest art gallery and performance venue next weekend. It's called Center Stage, and it's in the Design District. In this week's State of the Arts, the founders of Center Stage tell KERA's Anne Bothwell the center will highlight art from South Asia.
Anu Agarwal Jitin Hingorani, welcome to KERA.
Thank you for having us.
Center Stage, this new Indian art center, has been something both of you have dreamed about. What's your vision?
I think, you know, it's not just an Indian art center. It is a arts-friendly complex that we would like to gift to the city of Dallas, to be perfectly honest. You know, yes, it's going to be the home for the Dallas Indian Arts Collective, but we really hope that it will be utilized by all the different arts organizations in town because we feel like there's a huge need for that in our community.
Anu, is there anything you want to add to that?
Yes. So although we are called Dallas Indian Arts Collective, that's the Indian part, but then Center Stage really should be the center stage for all of these small organizations to have their events and collaborate. And DIAC, we are focused on heritage-based programming, art forms, dance forms, which are disappearing. And then there are similarities that we find in other cultures. And perhaps, you know, at some point we can collaborate and do something really fun, I think.
The center's in the design district. Why this location?
You know, I feel like, you know, areas where the South Asians live and work, Plano, Richardson, Irving, already have their spaces. There really isn't a space in downtown Dallas or close to downtown Dallas that showcases Indian arts. And that's why we wanted to be close to the mainstream, because again, this is not just for South Asians. We want everyone to come and enjoy the work that we're curating.
What is your vision for programming at Center Stage?
You know, we really want to focus on what's hot and happening, but also blend that and juxtapose that with potentially ancient programming or arts that are disappearing.
And that's reflected in the programming for your first event. You really have a mix of the contemporary
yes.
and the traditional.
Yes. So we have a photo exhibit by Lekha Singh, who's a renowned artist. After many, many years, actually, she's going to be showing her work locally in Dallas. And then, of course, we have a group performing Kathak, which is a traditional form of dance.
And also, you know, two of the dancers who are part of these three groups that are going to be performing, they're actually the judges for Dance India Dance, which is where the popular aspect comes in. You know, they're seen on television. They're judges for the Indian version of, you know, So You Think You Can Dance. And so having that blend of these artists who are at the top of their game when it comes to Kathak right now, you know, we're really proud to be able to showcase this talent on our stage.
I've heard you say that you want to go beyond Bollywood in your programming. What did you mean by that?
In the last decade, Bollywood has really become its own form in mainstream America. Most people know what Bollywood is. However, we want to take it a step beyond. We want to showcase the arts that are disappearing, the arts that don't have a voice, the arts that don't have a stage. We want to showcase those arts because there's so much more to Indian arts than just Bollywood. And that's what we mean by beyond Bollywood.
North Texas has a huge population of people of Indian or South Asian descent. Do you feel like they are being culturally well served right now?
There's definitely scope for more. India is much, much, much more than Bollywood. There's like how many dialects that we speak there. Even me coming from India, like I have not even seen certain kind of performances. And India, as you know, is very diverse. And definitely there are people in Dallas, you know, there's so much more that they are hungry for.
And, you know, there's so many issues, I think, in the South Asian culture that are taboo. Issues like, you know, domestic violence, female infanticide, sexuality, that can only be discussed through the arts and can only be portrayed through the arts. And that's why we feel like it's so important in our programming to really focus on the level beyond and to talk about some of these issues that we may not necessarily have a chance to talk about in our daily lives. And art allows us to do that. And we really want to focus on curating that kind of art.
Anu Agarwal, Jitin Hingorani, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Center Stage opens August 19th at 6:30. This is KERA News.